doing my very best each day to get the best out of those around me, and I take great pride in leading this country.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my god, this is it, Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
It was a real honour to be asked to be assistant coach for Sirens. It's something I take very, very seriously, and I really hope that I can have a big impact.
I'd like to think that I'm a vital part of this team, but I'm not the team, and I understand that.
A huge thank you for the Netball Show. You really have helped England Netball take our message to new audiences.
It's a Netball Show with Mizuno. Kelly Santon is here, and we've looked at that mental side of the game, but how about your own personal attitude in games? I suppose that'll come from your mum, who was an Olympian, pretty influential.
Yeah, mum was an Olympic high jumper, hip triathlete and Commonwealth athlete as well, and she was very successful in her own right. I do come from a very sporting family, so my brother's a javelin thrower, my dad was a javelin thrower, so not just my mum, but the rest of the family seems to be very influential in that sporting space. And I think without putting pressure on me, she's just allowed me to have a really positive attitude on life and allow me to enjoy the side of sport that maybe other athletes don't necessarily get to see. And I think she's taught me a lot of things along the way, and just through her experiences and stories. And she has coached me as well. So she coached me when I was really young. She was my first netball coach in primary school. And then as I progressed into other aspects of my netballing life, she became more of that parent and that support network on the side, like she always has been. And that was really important for me. And I think it's put me in a really good stead. I have a really happy, positive mindset when I'm out on the court. And I think even when things aren't going so well, she's always there to support me, which is fantastic. So it's not just about the, I guess, celebrity status that she comes with. A lot of people do know who she is in Perth as well. Mm. I'll often go somewhere and they'll say, oh, you must be Chris Stanton's daughter. And I'm like, yep. And they're like, I can tell you look identical. I'm like, oh, no, I don't know if that's a good thing.
You both end up doing autograph sessions when people spot you. That's nice.
Yeah, I don't know if it's quite like that, but similar.
How important to you is giving back? Obviously, there's little pictures and autographs at the end of the game, but that whole local community is huge in any part of any sports team, really. You just want to play your part.
Yeah, it really is, and it's really crucial that we have that support as well. I think people term it as grassroots, and that's where it starts. You have the support from when you're really young, and that grows when you're older as well. And I think giving back to those people that have helped in many different ways as well. It's not just about being there as a parent or a friend to come and support the person playing. There's also the other side. There's the people who are officiating, the umpires, there's all the staff that are involved, the physios. With FIFA, obviously, we have a lot bigger team than there may be like a Saturday netball team, for example. You've got your physio, there's a podiatrist, there's a psychologist, a dietitian. We have a lot of other people, and that support network is really key. And then you have the fans on top of that, and we're getting 7,000-8,000 on average to a West Coast FIFA game, which is absolutely outstanding.
Yeah.
But they need to understand how much we really thank them for their support, and they need to understand that. And part of that for us that we've noticed as a team here at FIFA is probably just the game day experience that they get, and making them feel super happy, super engaged, and absolutely loving the experience whenever they come to a game. The other side, which I think is really important as well, is actually getting out there in the community, doing some clinics, having some couple of appearances. We were recently in Kalgoorlie, as I mentioned earlier on, and that was really key for us in being able to support, one, our sponsors, but also the people that are from that community that might not have netball come to them and netball games come to them that often. So it actually gets them to come together, and that sense of community, that sense of belonging to our community, I think that's what netball provides as well. And it does that through sport and also engaging in that social aspect, which, as we know, is really key in making sure that we have a good mental health as well, and that social connection.
How do I phrase this? I'm just going to go for it, so bear with us. Do you see yourself as a bit of a role model?
I've been asked this question previously, and I don't know if I do see myself as a role model as such, where I put that title with it, but I definitely feel like I have a duty to uphold certain values, and I do feel like they are part of me as well. It's not just something I've been told you have to do, so go and do it.
That's probably a better question, yeah. And obviously just the pressures maybe to maintain that standard off court.
Yeah, I think when I was younger and probably when I was 16, 17, transitioning into that more elite professional side of the sport, we got told that it's about doing the right thing for the right reason, even when no one's looking. And I think that's what makes you a better athlete, is when you're doing it for yourself, you're not doing it for anyone else, when you're actually putting yourself in the best possible position to perform. And I guess those standards that you set for yourself is also what's going to be reflected through your actions. And you can do a lot of the talking, but it's actually demonstrating that as well. And I think that's what we see in a lot of leadership positions, is that people are actually actioning what they've said they're going to do and being accountable for that and being responsible for setting those standards as well. And as you said, like a role model, I guess, is just a term that's used quite widely, I think, to describe someone of influence. And, you know, you could be a role model, not just necessarily in the netball community, but as a coach as well, but also as an official, you know, in that volunteering capacity, you're still setting a standard. And it's about role modeling to younger people or people who aren't in the same position as you, what that looks like. And I think that's really important.
So basically it's about having that respect on court and maybe not about winning at all costs.
Yeah, it's definitely not about winning at all costs, for sure. I think if you look at, I call it Saturday netball, but it's just that kind of junior netball matches. A lot of the time there's a little bit of, how do I put it, just winning at all costs, but also trying to do anything possible that will get them over the line. And even if that doesn't mean a win, but almost to that side of playing dirty. And I don't think that's really necessary. I think it's about being clean and fair and respecting the teammates on your own team, but also on the other side as well. There's people that are doing, you know, a hell of a lot of work to make sure that people are playing fairly. And, you know, that's from a drug side of things as well, making sure we're clean athletes from a drug and illicit drug perspective. And in Australia, we have what's known as ASADA, and obviously there's drug testing to make sure there's that looked after. But then there's the respect of your teammates as well, and making sure that you're approaching the game in a respectful manner and also in a fair manner that's not going to put anyone else at undue risk or harm.
You signed with FIFA back in 2014, wasn't it?
Yeah, a long time ago.
How have you seen your game grow?
That's a really good question. I'd say my game's probably grown more in the off-court side of things than it has necessarily on the on-court. I still think there's plenty for me to learn on-court. I've still got a huge amount of learning that I'd love to be able to do for as long as I possibly can as a netballer. Just understanding how my head works in certain moments and when there's pressure and fatigue, when you're in certain situations, understanding what the correct decision or the right decision isn't the one necessarily that you will make, but it's about doing it with confidence and belief, and people will feed off that as well, and that energy, that really positive energy when you're out there on the court, people will respond to really well. So I've learnt, like, specifically from a netball perspective, actually how to move better on the court, how to pass better, the skill execution, and that's from just time as doing those drills and skills over and over and over again. The shooting, the amount of time I spend at the post is probably more than what I used to. But I've seen the sport grow as well over my time, and that's been something really exciting, something I've been really passionate about, understanding the ins and outs of how we get to this point and how we make it a bigger sport for women in Australia, but also globally as well, for people to enjoy and to watch.
You'd have watched Stacey, part of the Netball World Cup. What's she like being around?
She's fantastic. Stacey Francis is someone I'm really close to in the team. Obviously, I am very close to everyone, and I get along with everyone in the team, but Stacey and I have a really great relationship. I kind of take the mickey out of her a little bit when it comes to her accent. I actually have a list of words which she mispronounces thanks to her English accent, and I will constantly add to that as the season goes on. She actually had a couple of friends come out recently from England to visit, and I showed the list to them, and they had a bit of a chuckle, so they found that quite funny. one example is yogurt versus yogurt. So that just gives you a bit of understanding of what the list is like. And I think she's a bit of a word sleuth. If there's any word I'm not really sure about, she's really good at articulating that. And that, I think that English studies that she's done in back in England was probably where that comes from. But she's a real leader on the court as well. She uses her voice. She's super determined, super passionate about the game, and just does everything she can to be the best athlete, which is something I really aspire to.
Lexi's joined Wasps. Leah's joined Storm. Kim Kamen at Bath, among many in our league now. Is that a sign that the Super League's maybe respected abroad, getting there?
Yeah, I 100% think it's respected. I think it was respected previously. I think it's just more exposure from an international perspective now. I think it's always been a really fantastic league. And I think the success that the England Roses have had as well at an international level has also spiked that interest as well, which is fantastic.
Do you enjoy Fast Five?
Oh, it's so much fun. I absolutely love it.
This is good news. It'd be great to have you over. Oh, can I recommend Surrey Storm? No, that's the other podcast. Actually, that's hosted with Emily Nemeth, who I believe you know each other.
Well, Emily was here a long time ago. She was a fantastic coach when she was here in Australia. I was quite young, so I don't have too many stories that I can throw her way. But I was heavily involved with her when she was here.
Our Fast Five should be in October, so if you're free, I'll make inquiries.
That would be fantastic.
Because Shani came over and she played for Storm. So I'm thinking if it's good enough for Shani, it's definitely good enough for you.
I love Fast Five. I was actually really disappointed when it finished up in Melbourne. And I attempted, on the down low, attempted to try and come over in October last year. However, my stress fracture kind of prevented that from happening. But if I can get back over, I would absolutely love to.
Ooh, this sounds good to me. Right, that'll do for the next. Would you ever come over for a proper season if the option arose? Maybe not immediately, but say a couple of years' time.
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't say no to the opportunity at all. I think it's always important to make sure that you have other avenues. It's not a case of yes or no. I'm definitely open to the idea.
And finally, just wondered about plenty of decent coaches and people that you've worked with in the past. Is there maybe a bit of advice you like to pass on to youngsters or those that play the game?
Yeah, the best advice I can give them is hard work beats talent when talent forgets to work hard. And if you feel like you're, I guess, a smaller player in the team who, you know, surrounded by all these tall giants, your skill base is definitely going to put you in good stead in the long run, because usually the taller players are gifted in that height aspect and so are easily able to get the ball. And I would say to anyone, just keep practicing those basic skills, because the fundamentals are key, and the higher that you get up, the more pressure that's put on those skills. That's the thing you're going to revert to in those moments. So making sure you give it absolutely everything you've got, and no matter where that leads to, know that you've tried your hardest, which is all anyone can really ask.
Kelly, it's been great. Thank you so much for your time.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for having me on.
I will be doing my very best each day to get the best out of those around me, and I take great pride in leading this country.
One minute, I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
It was a real honour to be asked to be assistant coach for Sirens. It's something I take very, very seriously, and I really hope that I can have a big impact.
I'd like to think that I'm a vital part of this team, but I'm not the team, and I understand that.
A huge thank you for the Netball Show. You really have helped England Netball take our message to new audiences.